I stopped by the old home place a little while yesterday. I couldn't stay for very long. I had to be on my way. The house was strangely quiet, but it almost seemed to me that I could hear the voices of each fond memory. For a moment, I heard laughter and music fill the air, guitars and voices blended, but I knew no one was there. The rooms were all familiar, the furniture all in place. The kitchen almost echoed with the sounds of table grace. One last time, I walked up the steep and curving stair, and in the dim and fading light, I bowed my head in prayer. Dear Lord, I want to ask you for strength to meet this day, and help me to remember the joys of yesterday. But Lord, my soul is sad today, and shadows cloud my heart. I need the hope of heaven to make a brand new start. I walk back down the winding stair and out into the yard. I knew I must be going, but it was so very hard. And in my rearview mirror, I glanced a time or two to see the old house fading, passing out of view. I know death has been conquered and by Jesus Christ, and yet it doesn't stop the aching in my heart, which can't forget. But today, the sun is shining, and my heart is filled with hope, and the love of friends and family will help me now to cope. I'm glad I stopped there yesterday. I'm even glad for tears, for I would not exchange my grief for all those golden years. And so, my friend, I thank you for listening so well. Somehow the hurt is easing with all I had to tell. I stopped by the old home place a little while yesterday. I couldn't stay for very long. I had to be on my way.